a buscar un rinconcito en el cielo para llevar a mi amor. Voy a buscar un rinconcito en el cielo para esconder.
Queridos niñitos, amiguitos míos, oigan ustedes el cuentecito de la boda del piojo y la pulga.
El piojo y la pulga se van a casar y no se han casado por falta de maíz. Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la. Responde el gorgojo desde su maizal.
Hágase la boda que yo doy el maíz.
Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la.
Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, lo tiro liro la.
Bendito sea el cielo que todo tenemos, pero los padrinos donde agarraremos. Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la. Salta el ratón desde el ratonal.
Amarren el gato, yo iré a padrinar.
Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la.
Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la.
El piojo y la pulga se van a casar. Les pregunta el padre si saben rezar. Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la. Salta la pulga que se desatina.
Traigan una nagua, yo seré madrina.
Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la.
Tiro lo tiro, liro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la.
Se acabó la boda y hubo mucho vino. Se soltó el gatito y se comió al padrino. Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la. En la madrugada cuando el sol salió, no hubo ni un changuito que no se rascó. Tiro lo tiro, tiro liro liro, tiro lo tiro, tiro liro la.
Tiro, 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 tiro.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
Papi, caminar en nuestra cuadra es como caminar alrededor del mundo.
¿Cómo así?
Mi amiga Kayla es de la India, y Lily es de la China, y Selam es de Etiopía.
Tenemos suerte de vivir en una comunidad diversa, donde personas de orígenes diferentes viven en el mismo vecindario.
Me gusta.
La Ley de Equidad de Vivienda prohíbe la discriminación por motivos de raza, color, religión, sexo, discapacidad y tipo de familia.
Por favor, llame a Vivienda Justa del Valle de Napa al 707-224-9720 para más información.
Un poco de preparación hará que su familia esté más segura ante una emergencia. Alimentos y agua para una semana, radio, linterna, baterías y kit de primeros auxilios son un buen comienzo. Para conocer más, visite pge.com/beprepared.
Oxbow River Stage in downtown Napa presents Sundays on the Green, the first of which is today. This is a free community concert at the Oxbow Commons, 1268 McKenzie Street in downtown Napa. Doors and shows start at 3:30 to enjoy the tunes of Bay Area-based musician Sean Hayes, plus the Sandys, the Sam Chase, and Jella Zelig. No tickets required. Just show up today at Oxbow Commons for live music, food, wine, and beer. Visit oxbowriverstage.com for more information.
Community Grapevine.
Are you an individual artist or part of a group or small nonprofit looking for funding in the arts? Arts Council Napa Valley's winter granting session is now open. Apply to get up to $5,000 in funding towards your public impact creative project by November 18th through our website at artscouncilnv.org. For questions, please call our office at 707-257-2117 or email us at info@artscouncilnv.org.
Do you need backup power as part of your emergency plan? During an outage, a backup power source can keep the lights on, help medications stay refrigerated, or power life-saving medical devices. Learn more at safetyactioncenter.pge.com.
This is Auntie Dorothy, Dorothy Salmon, and today in the Napa Valley on 1440 KVON. You'll be listening to who are very important to your past, your present, and your future, and all the great things that are happening here in our valley. Join me on Monday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1440 AM KVON. Today in the Napa Valley. Be engaged.
Chronological progression spanning 5 decades in ceramics, painting, drawing, and bronze. Experience art in the Napa Valley at DeRosa in Carneros. For more information, visit DeRosaArt.org.
Travel through the lush Napa Valley countryside and be transported on a decadent journey. Choose the Gourmet Express for lunch when the sun is bright and high in the sky. Or for something even more romantic, join us on board for dinner. In the spring, Napa Valley's vineyards are bathed in beautiful golden sunlight. Napa locals receive 15% off on Gourmet Express experiences. Visit winetrain.com using booking code WTLHE. Restrictions subject to availability. Not valid on holidays and special events. Additional restrictions may apply. ID required at check-in.
A little preparation will make you and your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit are a good start. To learn more, visit safetyactioncenter.pge.com.
Wind Down Media, loving our new digs at South Napa Century Center.
featuring our podcast bay, Leading Your Brands Podcast.
Oxbow River Stage in downtown Napa presents Sundays on the Green, the first of which is today. This is a free community concert at the Oxbow Commons, 1268 McKenzie Street in downtown Napa. Doors and shows start at 3:30 to enjoy the tunes of Bay Area-based musician Sean Hayes, plus the Sandys, the Sam Chase, and Jella Zelig. No tickets required, just show up today at Oxbow Commons for live music, food, wine, and beer. Visit oxbowriverstage.com for more information.
¿Está su familia preparada en caso de un desastre? Prepare su plan de emergencias planeando dos maneras de escapar de su hogar, creando un kit de suministros e incluyendo a sus mascotas en un simulacro. Si desea ayuda en crear un plan de emergencias, visite pge.com/beprepared.
Are you an individual artist or part of a group or small nonprofit looking for funding in the arts? Arts Council Napa Valley's winter granting session.
Press stop on this really quick. So I am here. Es día domingo y nada más les quería dejar saber. Nada más les quería dejar saber que estamos en el estudio y tenemos importante información para ti, important update on public charge rules, courts block DHS and issues a nationwide injunction. First of all, it was on Friday que esto se vio perdiendo un poquito de energía. So that is some big, big news. And so I'm super happy para escuchar que a public charge rule is no longer going through. Claro que el trabajo todavía no está hecho. CHI, Community Health Initiative, did me a huge favor in sending me all the information. Que claro, the work isn't done, so please continue to pause, learn, and act. Our families are still so very much confused by the rule. The uncertainty has caused, and the fear, of course, that has been instilled in muchísimas, muchísimas familias. So just to let you know, if you are looking for more information, please visit Community Health Initiative in Napa County. So, this information is coming from the CHI team here in El Condado de Napa. So much, much appreciation to CHI and so many efforts that are happening from El Condado de Napa. Otra cosita, welcome back. I know that the power was off all week, well, the majority of the week, and a lot of people were a little bit confused about who was giving out information, and there is a wonderful association called Community Organizations Active in Disaster, so it's called COAD Napa Valley. Community Organization Active in Disaster was actually disseminating information as it was happening, and it was different associations, whether they were nonprofit, came together as a group. That way there wasn't multiple agencies handing out information, whether it was incorrect or it was updated. Y qué mejor que el COAD que estaba dando información. So I am really, really happy that the COAD was doing that for everyone. Y otra cosita más. We are celebrating La Herencia Latina. Y qué mejor que estarlo celebrando con música, con vocales, con mujeres. And I do have, antes de que se acabe el show, les voy a dar información sobre Día de los Muertos. Vamos a hablar un poquito sobre the Latino Heritage Committee, que se está haciendo o que se hizo aquí en el Condado de Napa. Through, I believe, I'm not mentioning this correctly, I'm very, very sorry, Napa County Hispanic Network. It is under their umbrella that they are, or their committee, that they are building various events. What they've done is they built a calendar with events that happen all the way from Calistoga all the way down to American Canyon. So muchas felicidades. Thank you so much for all that hard work. Y claro, pues la celebración de Día de los Muertos, it's their only one event that they have on the calendar that they do personally. Y so shout out to Juan y su esposo, muy especialmente the entire committee que le está dedicando muchísimo tiempo to this event that will be happening November 2nd from 1 to 8 o'clock. Y esto sería at the new location, the Boys in the Napa County Napa Boys and Girls Club. So, muchas felicidades. Y si necesitan más información, you can look for it at Napa. You can email at napalatinx@gmail.com. Y con muchísimas energía les van a estar respondiendo. So, I'm going into today's show hablando sobre mujeres poderosas, those powerful vocals. I'm just going to go through a list of names. It's not in any particular order. Ni quien me guste más, ni quien me guste menos. Porque si hay mujeres aquí en mi lista that I don't really usually listen to them on a usual basis, o que les compré su disco back in the day. So I'm just going to talk about the powerful vocals y, you know, los nombres que le decían. Y luego we'll jump into our two guests. I have Rosalina Hurtado y Ceci Torres that are going to graciously, y con sus voces tan especiales, they're going to give us a little pedacito of what it is in their world, esos vocales que tienen tanta energía. So if we look back in history and we see mujeres que tenían vocales que they were like sitting there and singing their lungs out y dándonos tantísima pasión en sus cantos. Vemos a Chavela Vargas. And Vargas was one of the greatest Latino voices of all time. She was often considered the queen of rancheras. I think it's easy for some artists nowadays to want to take a title and not necessarily have the public choose that. So I do have to honor que si Chavela Vargas or anybody like Lola Beltrán, excuse me, or Aida Cuevas was given un nombre que se le respete. And I think that like names are earned, and that is basically your crowd is the one that's calling you that. So Chavela Vargas, she was a Costa Rican born singer, came to Mexico at the age of 14. Can you believe it? I'm thinking when I was 14, I was surely not trying to make money or hustling to make music. But she was trying to make it in the music industry, and she spent many years singing on the street. She'd later become a trailblazer in the genre, singing in her own style amongst mostly men in the 50s, which was totally tough. I can only imagine if now in los 90s, en los 80s, 90s, and now 2000s, how hard it's been to work in an industry of all men that she really trailblazed. And so, of course, you probably heard her singing, and if you heard the music, la canción La Llorona, and the way she sings it, I'm definitely te da escalofrío when you get to listen to that song. Going into Aida Cuevas, like so many of her counterparts on the list, ella también, she was considered la reina de la música ranchera. She reigned through, you know, her strong voice. You can still hear her nowadays, and I'm like, dang, she still got it. So she'll light up a stage, especially you can see her always muy cultural. She's always wearing su traje de mariachi, which is just spectacular. So you can tell that she invested time and, of course, a little bit of money to get her trajes to be on point for all of her performances. Lola La Grande is what they would call her, Lola Beltrán. She was very influential in the mariachi music. Paloma Negra, a lot of people consider Paloma Negra being Jenny Rivera's song, and that's for the new generation. But go back, go onto your YouTube videos and look at Lola Beltrán and just see the way that she sings Paloma Negra, and you'll see that it was a huge influence on Jenny Rivera's song. So even though she did not she didn't hit notes, she made it into her very own. And we'll talk about, you know, those big mistakes that we make on the stage more than once. Jenny Rivera, you know, she was considered la diva de la banda. I don't think she slapped that name on her by any means. I think that was also given to her by so many of her de su gente, toda la gente, all the people calling her and praising her for the amazing job she did in the banda industry. Ana Bárbara, former beauty queen. I couldn't even believe that. I didn't even know she was a beauty queen. But ella es conocida see that even though she was dancing. It almost seemed to me in her time when she came out, it was an influence of kind of the Janet Jackson, Madonna kind of times. Alicia Villarreal, of course, Grupo Límite, she kind of hit during the, she hit in the 90s. And so I want to say she had a little bit of that R&B going. She kind of had almost that, I can't even remember esta otra Latina que canta en... Cristina Aguilera, kind of, but with El Grupo Límite. So warning, if you're going to be listening to Te Aprovechas, man, that song will be on your mind for days on end for sure. We have to also mention Selena, and I'm not going to go into great details about Selena because I just feel like I've been talking about her the entire Latino Herencia months. And so enough said, mic drop. Selena, of course, has made, even up to this day, we keep hearing her music through the airwaves, and you'll probably get a piece of her today. During a commercial break. Graciela Beltran, La Reina del Pueblo, she was often called. I guess there was also some battles going back and forth amongst artists. And so she was considered one of the most influential artists of the genre in regional. She kind of dipped into banda for a little bit, rancheras and mariachis. And I think we all kind of dip into different songs, especially the ones that really hit home. And so, y para último, para acabar esto, she was very young when she started back in the 90s, and that was Priscila y Sus Balas de Plata. This banda group, they did a couple of covers. I know it was kind of dismantled after she became a mom, but you know what? Priorities first. I have to say record-breaking performances on her end. She was so very, very young, and she was playing, what was that? She was playing el acordeón on stage all the time, so not a lot of women, I've seen nowadays, like on YouTube, a couple women playing el acordeón. So most definitely, mujeres with powerful vocals and if not powerful acordeones to let us and remind us que la música latina is here to stay, most definitely. In our studio, como les dije empezando el primer segmento de la hora with Isela, I want to let you know that I have Rosalina Hurtado y Ceci Torres here with me. And so beforehand, before we even start going into their vocals, I wanted to welcome them both. So thank you so much for being here, ladies. Thanks so much. And you guys had to hear my spiel about all these powerful women with these powerful vocals. So by no means are we trying to match anything or compare, but we do this for the purpose. So welcome so much for coming to the show today.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
So I'm going to start a little bit about Rosalina. Rosalinda, so you're here from Napa, and so you told me that you grew up here, but your parents are from La Piedad, Michoacán.
That is correct.
Hey,
yes,
ahuya.
I know, Michoacán in the house. Yes, I was born and raised here in the Valley, and I'm very proud of that. And my parents, yes, are both from Michoacán, La Piedad, to a shout out to La Piedad. And
that's, just so everybody knows, that's like all of Napa.
That's like half, yeah, a lot of Napa. Yeah, for sure. And I, thanks for the invitation.
Of course.
I'm very excited to be here. And it's been a while since I have been able to perform. So I'm super excited about the opportunity.
Okay, sí, claro, Rosalinda, con mucho gusto. Like when you told me you had some talent, I looked at your Facebook, I was looking all over, and I'm like, my girl got some talent. Mm-hmm. And Ceci, of course, I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell me that, you know, me dijiste que eres en Napa, but your parents are from Guatemala and from Michoacán.
Yeah, so my mom's actually from Guatemala and my dad's from Michoacán. I actually am from Fairfield, though. So
Fairfield.
I was born and raised in Fairfield. Yeah, shout out to my Fairfield people.
But yeah. I have so much family out there, too.
Do
so,
you?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't understand. I'm from Vallejo. They're like, East doesn't Napa? And give me shout outs to Fairfield. I'm like, we're all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, good, Ceci. Thank you so much. And so I was referred to you by another a participant in one of my shows. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking you up on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait to get these girls in the studio. So I just kind of did a general invite. And I said, you know what? It will be soft as much as I want it to be as aggressive. Like, get you guys in here. So who would like to go first? So I'd like to know a little bit more about your story. You know, I know that you grew up here or in Fairfield, but you know, just kind of tell me a little bit about your background and a little bit of cultura in your history.
Cultura. Well, so it's kind of been weird growing up a little bit, just because, you know, like back in Fairfield when I was in high school, it was very like Mexican culture, stuff like that. And I haven't really had as much exposure to the Guatemalan culture as much as I would like, but just because I feel like in California, it's like very Mexican dominant. Mm. And that's one of the ways, yeah. Yeah. But that's one of the ways that I think I started getting into Mexican music a lot. But I feel like, you know, when we talk about these great artists, like how you were saying, I feel like I'm a little bit, because of my age, I'm more of like the new generation kind of. Yeah. But yeah, I got a lot of influences from the Mexican culture and the Mexican music. You know, like you were mentioning Jenny Rivera, like a lot of what I do is Jenny Rivera, Selena, anything really that's like rancheras, mariachi, banda, that's all me.
Hey. Yeah. Do you do any cumbias?
Yes, I do actually. I like to sing a lot. So when I first started, yeah. I like to sing, like I said, like I like to call them the cortavenas. All the sad songs.
I think we all do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, and a couple years ago, actually, when I turned 18, I was looking for options to kind of explore other genres of music and get myself to a better place. And so I actually was reaching out to, I ended up reaching out to a group in Santa Clara that's called Canela Fina.
Okay.
And it's a group of girls with dancers and singers, and all they do is música tropical. So hey, I kind of got my exposure.
Música tropical is a very sensual to me. Like,
is it?
It cracks me up because I'm like, oh my gosh, I was listening to this when I was young, and my mom didn't even have a problem because I sit here and listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're talking about that all his kids aren't his. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about Capullo and Sonia?
Yes. Yeah. I crack up every time I hear it. I'm like, I can't believe my mom let me listen to this.
Hey, they're good to dance, but we left them.
I know. I guess that's what mattered, because we were sitting there like waving our waist back and forth here and there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Rosalina, dime un poquito de ti. ¿Dónde te podemos encontrar? No, I'm just kidding. Un poquito de tu historia, de cultura, how you kind of just got into música.
Yeah, absolutely. So I come from a family of singers. My dad sings, and he's been singing since he was 15. In Mexico, he was a part of a band that very successfully reunited just a couple years ago. So music has always been in my blood. I have been in a couple of bands, and mariachi.
Okay.
And I was in choir at Napa High all 4 years, and I absolutely loved it. So singing is very essential to me. My cultura, definitely my parents have always been those who have instilled culture, the value of our culture, and not letting it go. To where for my parents they are, you know, or they came to a foreign country. But definitely the, like Ceci mentioned, the influence of Selena, of Límite, Lola Beltrán, Linda Ronstadt, definitely have influenced my taste in music and my manera de cantar. So that is a little bit about me. A couple years ago, almost two years ago, I had an incident where I had was diagnosed with nodules in my vocal cords. So I had to stop singing. So this is literally my comeback.
Really?
So being here in the show, I'm super excited. I'm a little nervous because it's been a while, but I'm really excited to be able to do something that I love so much.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So when I put the show together, and I, you guys know this because I just finished telling you guys that I absolutely, like, no se me ha cerrado una puerta when I sing, but I'm so shy to do it. And so when I get in front of the public, pues claro, me pongo nerviosa. I'm like super, like, I forget the lyrics. And my dad is in the crowd like, your total disappointment because you totally ruined the song. Like, cuando te las aprendas, vuelves. You know? And I'm like, well, that's the problem. Que me las sé, but I, you know, I just go blank in front of the crowd. So
it happens.
And so now that I'm saying that to you guys, so what kind of inspired you to not lose that memory and you're like good up on stage? And I'm like, gosh, that stage fright for me just does not leave. So what would you say?
You know what's funny? When people talk about stage fright and all of this, when I was younger, my mom was the one that was like, hey, you have talent. You need to sing. Like, and we would go to fiestas and she'd be like, put me in front of everyone and be like, vas a cantar, vas a cantar. And I'd be like frozen. I'd be like, oh, crap, like, no, like, I'm so nervous. And I would forget the lyrics and I would mess up. But then she would be like, but you have talent. You have to explore it. You have to do this and that. And it wasn't until I started actually taking it serious that I was like, okay, like, I actually really enjoy doing this. And so I just started, like, getting that exposure. I joined that group and I started getting in front of crowds every Saturday, every weekend. And I think que con tiempo se va quitando. Like, the more you do it, the more that you're, like, okay with it. But the funny thing for me is that I get really nervous in front of family members or people that I actually know.
Right.
If it's a crowd of like 1,000 people and I don't know anybody, I don't care.
Right. You can't even see them.
I go for it. But if it's family, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to mess up. Or they're going to think it's bad.
It's funny how that works, Rosalinda.
Oh, and I agree with you. I mean, just to me, it's a lot more nerve-wracking to be singing to just a couple people than being a bigger crowd where, you know, and then once you see them like enjoying your music and you see even people cry or people dancing, they're like, yes, I'm right exactly where I need to be.
That's
like,
awesome.
This is me, you know, this is my spot. This is my moment. And it is just absolutely amazing to be able to be on stage and have the opportunity, the luxury, you know, to be able to do that.
So what would you say, either one of you can answer, of course, what would you say was your greatest performance? Like, can you remember, like, man, I killed it. I did so good. Like, I know that I did good. And I see you guys both thinking, like,
and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of
I kill it all the time.
A couple years ago, I had the opportunity to sing in a, it was like a beauty pageant for the community of Chiapas in Windsor. And I sang Mi Ranchito, which is one of my favorite songs. And to see people, I mean, not that it brought me excitement, but to see people crying because, you know, that song just hits so many nerves in the heart, you know, and everybody remembers the Ranchito in Mexico. And to be able to sing that song and you know, and hit so many people and touch so many people, it was amazing. It was the best reward that, you know, that I could have had. And I think it was one of my best performances.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I see. Como que sí, the crowd has a lot to do with it. Because as much as you, and I think maybe that's my stage fright, that the public won't be responsive. Mm-hmm. Like, what the heck is she doing there?
That actually happens too.
It does
happen to me a lot of times.
It does.
Actually.
Yeah, because, you know, you might not be playing that, you know, but then that song comes and everybody stands up and starts dancing and then it's, you know, it's all good from there. But I think usually there is, you know, a time in our performance where we're just like, okay, like, why aren't you getting up and dancing? Like,
or
what's going on?
Why are you guys just talking and mingling?
Yeah, over here.
Sit down.
Yeah,
I know. I think that's happened. So, Sissy, what would you say was your greatest performance, you think?
You know, if I try to think of it that way, I don't think that I have, like, one where I'm like, oh, my gosh, this was the best thing ever. I think that it's, like, the little moments, too. More recently, I think this was last year or the beginning of this year, it was my mom's birthday and we went out to a karaoke and I sang Señora, Señora to her. Oh, yeah. And she wasn't expecting it at all. And so it made her cry too. And then just seeing her, like, el sentimiento that it brought to her, it was just like really rewarding because she's been one of like the main, she's been the main person to support me in this, you know, going to auditions and doing all this and driving me back and forth. So shout out to my mom for all of that.
Hey, what's mom's name?
Janet. I think she's watching.
Felicidades. You have a beautiful daughter. Oh, okay. So what made you get up and sing? Like, what was it that you're like, sabes que I have to do this porque lo voy a hacer? What would you say that would be?
to me, it was watching my dad. My dad, you know, sing. So, I mean, I can't remember the first time I sang, but I have recordings when I was 2 years old, and I was trying to sing to music from one of my parents' favorite bands, which is Los Bondadosos, and then it just went from there, yeah. You know, and the support of both my mom and my dad, and the exposure, you know, as much exposure as we could have in the Valley back in the mid 80s, you know, and early 90s when, you know, we didn't have the opportunities that a lot of, you know, people our age have now, like just social media, you know, becoming known in social media. And, you know, for my parents, it was like, let's take her here to this festival and have her sing, and let's take her here and let's try to bring her here. And I remember being on KVON years ago with the Rojas were in town. Wow. We're in here. But there wasn't that much, you know, out there for us to be able to showcase our talents back then. And so this generation is so lucky, and I'm glad that a lot of them are taking advantage of it and, you know, going with it. Yeah.
I think for me, it was, in the beginning, it was like not a big deal. But then when I started hearing from more and more people being like, hey, like, you have talent, like, you really sing good, we really like it, or like getting invited to just come and sing, or having people being like, after the first song, being like, otra, that's like, oh, wow.
Have you ever had where it's like, no me sé otra? Because you're like drawing a blank.
Yeah, probably when I was younger, when I was frozen in front of everyone.
Now we have a repertoire.
Mine is still like, otra. Oh my gosh, I didn't bring the lyrics to another song. And it almost seems like at least I couldn't flip through a phone quick enough to try and get lyrics, yeah. Because está esperando. And I'm like, shut up.
Just give me a minute.
Let me think. I know. Oh, man. So I'm going to go to a commercial break really quick. So it is really, really fun here in the studio. Tengo a Rosalinda Hurtado. Rosalinda. I want to call you Rosalind for some reason. I'm sorry. Rosalinda Hurtado y Ceci Torres. And so we're talking about the music that they're singing, whether it's something inspired by Las Grandes Voces from our history list that we mentioned during our earlier this show. And we were talking about Jenny Rivera, you know, Lola Beltran, Alicia Villarreal. And of course, none of these are the only singers, but these are the ones that mostly influence myself. And also one of an article that I was reading by Fuerte.com. So please make sure that you stay tuned, because we're going to have them give us a little pedacito of what these girls sing. And so please stay tuned. Ahorita vamos a ir a un comercial y regresamos pronto. And so please stay tuned. This is La Hora with Tizelón, KVON 1440 AM.
Oxbow River Stage in downtown Napa presents Sundays on the Green, the first of which is today. This is a free community concert at the Oxbow Commons, 1268 McKenzie Street in downtown Napa. Doors and shows start at 3:30 to enjoy the tunes of Bay Area-based musician Sean Hayes, plus the Sandys, the Sam Chase, and Jella Zelig. No tickets required. Just show up today at Oxbow Commons for live music, food, wine, and beer. Visit oxbowriverstage.com for more information.
Is your family ready for an emergency? You can prepare by mapping out two ways to escape your home, creating a supply kit, and including your whole family in practice drills. For help creating an emergency...
Le faltan horas al día para seguirnos queriendo. Apenas fue mediodía y hoy nos está amaneciendo. Solo nuestras almas saben qué es lo que está sucediendo. Nos falta en las venas para aguantar lo que sentimos, y más hoyos en la tierra para la hora de morirnos, donde en este amor tan bonito que se nos dio en el camino. Tiene la venia bendita del poderoso divino. Hoy algo se están contando las frescas flores y el viento. Parece que platicaran de nuestro gran sentimiento, como que nos regalaran la vida en todo momento. Bésame así despacito y alarguemos el destino, pues este amor tan bonito que se nos dio en el camino tiene la venia bendita del poderoso divino.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela. We are on KVON 1440 AM, tu estación, ya sabes. We are still celebrating el mes de la herencia latina. Y como ya saben, a mí me gusta tener en mi estudio gentes con voces, con mucho poder. This show, we are dedicating it to all those fabulous women que pueden cantar. And no offense to guys, you can come on by. The invitation was open to guys too, pero no quisieron, como que están shy. So it's okay. It's quite all right. En el estudio, ¿a quién tenemos? Tenemos que nada más y nada menos a Rosalinda Hurtado, who sings mariachi music. And of course, she participated in Napa High School choir?
Choir.
That's correct. Y Ceci Torres, que, oh my gosh, this is like a dream come true because she was part of Un Grupo Tropical. Are you still are part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh! Sing with it. Hey. And of course, she loves also like las canciones cortavenas, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I'm sure those songs, everywhere that you go, that like, siempre son bienvenidas.
Absolutely.
All the time. Yeah. I remember, okay, so I'm just going to say something about when I was singing one song. And I'm going to ask you if this is true, because I put this in my notes. Esas canciones cortavenas, or maybe those really sentimental songs que gente canta durante momentos medios dolorosos, you know, does it come out differently when you sing it during, let's just say, during different times of your life? Like, let's just say, for example, for me, I just had really bad relationships, really bad ones. So siempre cantaba con gran sentimiento, like, las canciones que, you know, como pudiste, cobarde, and all that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you're in a happier place, and you can't even sing those songs anymore.
Yeah, they don't come out the same.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm trying, y no me sale. So I'm just wondering if that's the same thing that happens with you. Anyone can answer, that's fine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like also I base it off of experiences, but I feel like I'm pretty good at holding on to the experiences, even though I'm not going through anything anymore. I don't know. I love to sing con sentimiento. If I'm not feeling it when I sing it, it's not real to me. So
okay.
I hold on to those experiences, and then
maybe I should do that. Maybe I should hold on to it. Say, cobarde, ¿cómo pudiste?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely agree with you. You know, una canción without sentimientos no tiene chiste. You know, it's not a canción for sure.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you're not feeling it, once you look at the crowd and you see somebody that's like, you know, with the bottle of Corona or something, you're like, okay, you're my channel. You're my inspiration. I got you, girl.
Give me a second.
Yeah, but there's also songs, like for me, Amor Eterno is one of my favorite songs.
That is
But after the death of one of my uncles, my mom's brother, who was like a brother to me, it's very hard for me to sing Amor Eterno and not cry.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, not struggle through it. Mm-hmm. And it's also a classic. I mean, everywhere you go, everywhere I would perform, they would ask for that song. And you're like, oh, don't ask me for that song because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to sing it. And, you know, then, you know, all these memories come back. And so there are some songs that they're just, they're hard.
Yeah,
they're hard to sing. I can imagine. They're beautiful, but they're hard.
Yeah. Have you ever found yourself after a performance just naturally crying? I mean, se te vienen las lágrimas, but you, I mean, you're not sobbing on the microphone or anything like that?
Yes. It's happened a couple times for me. Yeah.
I feel like I have tried to fight it. I'll get to like watery eyes, pero no, de lágrima no me ha salido hasta hoy.
Okay. Good. Yeah, girl, you're good.
I know.
You're good. No, Amor Eterno definitely does hit a heartstring. I think for everyone, and that's probably why. So esas también, aunque no pensamos, even though it's a classic and it's such a beautiful song, sí es una corta venas.
Definitely. Yeah, because I think, you know, very lucky el que no, but like we've all lost somebody that we truly love.
I know.
And so it definitely hits everybody.
Yes. Yeah. I had another question for you. What is a performance you guys want to talk to me about that, you know, you wouldn't consider it your best? Maybe you forgot the lyrics. Maybe you changed it. Maybe you just kind of mumbled a couple tunes.
So for me, actually, a couple years ago, I went to audition for Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento.
Yeah.
And I kind of bombed it. And I was just extremely nervous, and it was the first time. I've been to so many auditions, but it was the first time that I actually got a call back, and I was going to sing in front of the judges, so I got to sing in front of Ana Bárbara, and it was like a huge deal for me. But,
oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that is awesome.
Yeah,
I have to tell you. I'm sitting here like, oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yes, to make it to that moment is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, when you go to an audition, you obviously can't sing the whole song. So for people who don't know, te cortan un pedacito de una canción. And basically, the way that it was cut, I didn't have it memorized that way. So long story short, I bombed it, and I got off the stage sobbing. Like, I don't think I've ever cried so hard in my life. It was just an overwhelming feeling of I felt like I disappointed everybody that has been supporting me since the first day. And my mom was just like in disbelief, like no se lo esperaba, that I was just gonna like break down and like cry like that. But after that I stopped singing for a couple of months because it was so like, it was a depressing thing for me. It was so bad. But yeah, I think that now that I look back at it, I look at it as a positive thing because now I'm like, you know what? Like, you grow from it. It's like these tough experiences que te hacen más dura.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And like, now I have more of like a go-get-it attitude.
Right.
And so le echo más ganas, every time that I go out and try to do anything like that.
That's awesome, girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, but just having that opportunity, just look back.
Yeah.
I'm sure now you do that and you're like, man, I was there. Yeah. I got a call. Like, forget about the performance. The fact that they were willing to give you a chance because they liked they liked what they heard, obviously.
Definitely.
Pero los nervios, pues, ¿quién no los quita?
Yeah.
Los nervios traicionan.
I know.
Sí.
Igual que el mar.
That's for sure.
Te lleva la corriente for sure.
Yes.
So, Rosalina, tell us about your performance. Maybe one of those uh-oh moments.
Well, I think it was a duet with one of my very good friends and teachers, Jimmy Gascon. And I just forgot the lyrics. I forgot the lyrics of the song in the middle of the song. Thank you, Jesus, that it was a duet. So he could come in, jump in, and kind of take over the song. But and I know the audience honestly probably didn't even notice it. But I'm so hard on myself that I knew that I had messed up. And I was like, no, this is unforgivable, Rosalinda. I'm like, what the hell did you do? And so that's all I played in my car for the following week until I memorized that song. And I was like, okay, it's going to come out right next time. And And did. Yeah. It for sure did. But
it's really amazing. Como tú dices. Te sabes la canción. Mm-hmm. You know it. You sing it. You hum it. You do everything possible, every single location. But the moment you get on stage, it's like bleep.
Blank.
Yeah. So, ya me voy a hacer como Chente. Big, extra large letters coming up like a little automatic karaoke
machine. Yes. And even like not Chente, like just regular artists, they, I don't even notice, but lately they've been doing a lot of that where they have
their lyrics.
The lyrics. I mean, when
Cante conmigo.
Sí, exactly.
So oh, you know, they point the mic to the audience.
Yeah, that's a classic. You know, that's one of those little tricky techniques.
You know, the biggest one, I think the one that Y en paz descanse, I think that was Juan Gabriel. Everybody knew the lyrics to his song, but you know, he just had you jamming so long, so now it's like, all right, now it's your turn. There was a lot of concerts. If you go back and you listen to a lot of his CDs or MP, whatever, and iTunes, you can see that he was always pointing that microphone back into the crowds, which is, you know, hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
So I'm getting to the part of the show where I'm getting really excited. So really, it would depend on whoever wants to go first. If you guys just want to give us a little saborcito de qué se siente o cómo se oye la canción que ustedes me quieren cantar a este wonderful valle. And of course, I want to let you know that our towers go all the way to Richmond. So, I tried it all the way on my way because I have a client that out there. And so what I did, I'm like, okay, I'm going to play KVON right now. Yeah, ver hasta donde llega. And it's all the way to Richmond. So I don't know if it's Richmond and part of Albany, pero si llega hasta allá. Pero de todos modos, everyone's listening on social media. So you guys can share as much as you would like. And support estos artistas with these amazing vocals. So who would like to go first? Y darnos un saborcito, un pedacito.
Doesn't matter.
So you want to go first? Okay, so Ceci's gonna go first, and we're gonna let her play just un pedacito, just to get you hyped enough. Keep following and follow her page, of course. Ceci, what's your page on Instagram?
Yeah, so I have a YouTube channel and Instagram and Facebook, Ceci Torres, C-E-C-Y Torres.
Yay! And then we'll have you repeat after you're done.
Okay, great. All right, let's go. Ya me acabé dos caritones, tomé tequila a montones y el olvido no ha llegado. Ya fue rezar a la iglesia, puse un santo de cabeza y el olvido no ha llegado. Ya tuve nuevos amores, ya destrocé corazones y el olvido no ha llegado. Qué olvido tan testarudo, parece que viene en burro. Qué olvido tan desgraciado, no llega el olvido. Se está haciendo tonto en alguna esquina. No llega al olvido y por más que intento, mi mente no te olvida. Te extraño y te quiero y por tus recuerdos ya he quedado en ceros. No llega al olvido, se quedó dormido mientras yo me muero.
Woo-hoo! Yes! Oh my gosh, Ceci, you got a great voice. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
So where can we find you again? Give us your...
So you can find me. I have a YouTube channel. I have a Facebook and I have an Instagram. All of them, Ceci Torres, C-E-C-Y Torres. And then I'm actually... So my parents actually have a restaurant in Vacaville. Se llama El Caracol.
Really?
Yes, and we have karaoke there every Saturday, so if you guys want to come see me sing live, I'm there every single Saturday.
We should just go. Well, let's go.
Let's do it. Karaoke night.
So what times are El Karaoke Night?
It's from 9 to 1 in the morning. Yep.
Wow.
You don't want me there to 1 in the morning.
Maybe we do.
Maybe I'll sing. That'd be
awesome.
Yeah, I want to hear you say that too.
Okay. One of these days, not today. I honestly am coming down with allergies. So, honestamente, okay. And I had to turn down two things. And so, for honestly, I have two propuestas for you guys after the show if you guys are willing.
Okay.
Rosalinda, hooked us up with your voice.
Right.
And Rosalinda, where can we find you on social media?
You know what? I don't have a social media page, if you guys, you could say, dedicated to my music. Mm-hmm. But you could definitely find me at Rosalinda Hurtado at Facebook and Instagram. And I think I just got inspired to post a couple more videos of me singing.
Well, I have some on YouTube. I haven't, but those are years back.
Oh yeah, it's been a while.
Years back. Yes. I just haven't given myself that time. I know. Yeah. You and me are about the same age, girl.
I know. So we kinda might just have to start fresh.
So yes, inspire us, Rosalinda. The mic's all yours.
All right. H al pie de la montaña, donde temprano se oculta el sol. Quedó mi ranchito triste y abandonada y a mi labor. Allí me pasé los años, allí encontré a mi primer amor. Y fueron los desengaños los que mataron a mi ilusión. No me digas adiós, no te despidas jamás si no quieres saber de la ausencia el dolor. Malaya los ojos negros que me embrujaron con su mirar. Si nunca me hubieran visto, no serán causa de mi penar.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, girl. I know, it gets you so hyped, I'm sure.
Yes.
That's for darn sure. Oh my gosh, girls, we're having so much fun in the studio. It's 12:52. Tengo como unos cuantos minutitos. Yes. If you want to give a couple shout outs to, you know, familia, amigos, las personas que más les ayudaron or been that huge influence for you guys, now's the time. Feel free to use up the mic. And claro, man, es un placer saber que tengo, likewise, Rosalinda and you and I share a little bit of a vision together. And and Ceci, new voice, new talent. Oh my gosh, it's so fresh. And it just gives a little bit of spin on some of those songs that are like cortavenas, like
absolutely.
You said. Yes, you do have talent. And I'm going to tell you something that maybe even on, because even when I watch you like on a live video, it does not do it justice.
Yeah.
It does not. Your videos do not do justice in persona. Your vocals are really, really fresh.
Well,
Rosalinda, we got to talk.
Yes, I'm down.
What we do. Rosalinda, feel free to tell someone, whoever you love so much.
Well, first of all, shout out to my husband, who's now stuck at home with my three little ones listening. Shout out to my parents, my sisters. Shout out to the whole community who, you know, at one point of my life have supported me. Napa has been amazing to me. And a big shout out to all my students from Napa High School.
Aww,
yes, go Grizzlies. They are always like, maestra, ¿cuándo va a cantar? Maestra, cante. So a shout out to all of them. And shout out to everybody that has been watching today. Thank you.
Ceci, Who do you want to thank?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank Laura because she connected me with you. Aww. And this is the first time actually that I'm doing something like this on the radio. So it's really exciting and I'm happy to be here. I want to give a shout out to my mom and my dad because I know they're watching right now. I love you guys. And I know my cousin Sara and Dani and my brother Romy are watching too. So shout out to them and my chicas de Canela Fina. And of course, everybody who has supported me throughout this journey.
Canela Fina has to come to Napa.
Yes.
That would be so awesome.
Let's bring them to like that Oxbow Commons.
I know.
Hook it up, girls.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll talk.
Yes, most definitely. I know there's ideas flying. And if you're wondering which show you just missed, you missed La Hora with Isela. That was with Rosalina Hurtado and Ceci Torres. And so we just sang pieces of, you know, Recordatorios de Nuestra Tierra. And you missed an absolutely fabulous show. Desafortunadamente, our show is ending. And so thank you so very much, Lady Rosalinda and Ceci.
Thank you.
Guys are always welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks.
So no nomás para herencia latina. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about Latinos and Latinas all the time. And so if you know anybody that you'd like to recommend to the show, you're more than welcome to. Next week, we're going to be talking about Latinos in business that are here in La Ciudad or outside of our county and just kind of doing, maybe you live here in the county and doing business outside of the county and tell us, you know, los problemas o los wonderful, wonderful business news that you have for us. So that will be showing on our next La Hora. So it was a pleasure and everybody have a wonderful start of the week. Así que nos vemos y hasta la próxima.